changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more.
We're going to talk today about a simple concept. Does evil exist? I love the picture the dragon has selected of me and the grapes. I explained to him this concept of grapes, and so he wanted to add that to the thumbnail. Evil. I was talking with someone a couple of months ago, and she said her daughter was evil. She and her daughter were not connected. They had nothing to do with each other. And I said, why is that? She said, she's evil. And I said, really? Your daughter is evil? Evil? How can that be? Evil. She's just evil, and started giving me examples. So I looked up the word evil, and it means morally wrong. So it means more than making mistakes. It means more than doing crazy things in your life, as everyone does. It means that you are morally wrong for doing things. There's an interesting thing. This, to me, this is one of the more fascinating things. I spent, oh gosh, speaking in churches for 20 years. And so my Bible is thumbnailed and it's just full of lines and everything like that. Did a lot of studying into the history of who wrote the Bible, et cetera, et cetera. When it was canonized, why it was canonized, the exegesis of it. The interesting thing about it is that the language that Jesus Christ spoke was Aramaic, right? In Aramaic, there is no word for the word evil. Therefore, when we repeat the Lord's Prayer, which, by the way, was first written, was spoken in Aramaic, written down in Greek, translated into German, translated into Old English, translated into modern English, all right? When it was through these translations, rather, the Lord's Prayer, what supposedly what Jesus said, has been changed to deliver us from evil. But in Aramaic, the language he would have spoken, there is no word for evil. The word is ripe or unripe. Deliver us from that which is unripe, as opposed to thank you for that which is ripe. I think it's a wonderful example. Wine and grapes were so much a part of that culture back then. And they would have had a very understanding of how grapes ripen. The interesting thing about grapes is that they don't all just kind of random, sporadically start ripening around the vineyard. One grape will ripen. One grape will ripen and in the process emit an enzyme that causes the grapes around them to ripen. And so it spreads, it spreads, it spreads, it spreads. It's so easy to look at people and write them off as evil. When you write someone off as evil, as Wayne Dyer said, when you label me, you negate me. When you say this is who and what I am, that is exactly how you are going to deal with me. That is why racist terms are never acceptable. Evil. Evil is a dismissal. If it is done by evil, then there is nothing that can be done about it. You see that? It's laziness. It's psychological, and I would even say spiritual laziness to just say this person or that person is evil. And I want to expand this now, okay? Because the real point is that in today's world, you have got strong, virulent right wing opposing somewhat strong, virulent left wing. And in the process, it is easy to just see the other side as evil. Once you make the other side evil, as opposed to unripe, and I'll get into that in a second. Once you make them evil, then it makes you, Alexa, what's the opposite of evil? We'll ask.
Evil is the opposite of
good. Good. It makes you good. Okay. It makes you inherently morally good. So by negating the other person, by making their argument evil, you are making yourself in your own mind inherently good. And you are also shutting off any future connection to that person. Now, I have fairly strong political and social beliefs, and they're mine, okay? And there are a lot of people around me who disagree vociferously with my opinion on these things. Now, I can look at them as evil or wrong, which I have done many, many, many times in the past, or I can just say to myself, they're just in the part of the vineyard that's not ripe yet. They're just in the part of the vineyard that's not ripe yet. Now, you might think, oh, that sounds condescending. They can adopt that very same perspective, and in the adoption of that very same perspective, begin to see me differently, and to think that, you know what, Will just hasn't woken up to the way things are. But it doesn't mean I have to dislike him, argue with him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It gives you more of a sense of compassion and empathy for other people when you don't negate them by calling them evil. So ask yourself if there are things, people, institutions. Right now, Ed probably thinks Allstate is evil. By the way, Allstate, if you're listening, treat Ed nice. We got about 5,000 people that are going to watch this. If there is something we consider to be evil, then we approach it very, very differently than if we approach it as something that is yet to be ripened, something which gives us the opportunity to also add a little bit more sunshine and possibly get what it is we are wanting, getting the person to ripen. So give yourself some thought. Ask yourself, are there people, institutions, things that I have written off as being evil that I might consider as being, you know what, they're just unripe. In the language of Aramaic, they're just unripe, which means two things. Things that are unripe can ripen, right? And number two, if it's unripe, it's in the process of ripening. Right? So there you go. In the book, not Simians, is it Simians? Sapiens, yes. Sapiens, which is basically a treatise on how Homo sapiens are evolving towards a nicer, more loving culture. You may not believe it because that doesn't get eyeballs on the internet, but as a group, we are evolving higher. We are in the process of ripening. Do we have a long way to go? Maybe. But the more we look at it as a process of ripening rather than with condemnatory eyes, the more we open up the process, both in our own lives and the lives of others. So give that some thought today. Consider ripe and unripe versus evil.
No more, no more complaining people. Changing, we're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more complaining people. Their lives are changing, we're flying.